intro.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Rick Adams is on.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whenever you're listening. Rick Adams Uncensored here with Rick Adams. Today is Saturday, as it usually is when I'm on, the 12th of December, 2020. Time is running away quite quickly, my friends. Almost the whole year now has gone by, and almost the whole year has been preoccupied with this massive lie called COVID-19. And get your vaccine. We're going to be talking about that soon on today's program. I thank you all for your patronage last week when you listened in to the rebroadcast with the late Thomas K. Kimmel on the Pearl Harbor story and the treachery behind it. Let me tell you, and I did get some great feedback. I'm glad I did run this again because, like I said, last year I had his brother Kimmel on, who, of course, it was good, but he's not Tom Kimmel. Tom Kimmel was a walking, talking encyclopedia of knowledge regarding the history of World War II and Pearl Harbor, the treachery behind it. Nobody could do what he did. I was so grateful that I had this chance and to rebroadcast it and learn more myself that I had forgotten. You know, it's easy to forget history. I mean, I listened to a couple of these local yokel talk show hosts in my neck of the woods, and one of them says he is a history teacher. He was. And he has no idea what history is. He actually said last week, he says that I don't believe the conspiracy theories that Roosevelt knew about Pearl Harbor. And, you know, it's sort of like saying, I don't believe the conspiracy theories that those two people that had an accident on the road actually had an accident. You know, I don't believe it. It looks like an accident. It may seem like an accident, but it's not an accident. It's an illusion. So when you say stuff like that, and you also say you've been a history teacher, I have to ask, what history? Whose history? Well, most of the historians, I think, will say that Pearl Harbor was not deliberate. It was not known to the Roosevelt administration at the time. Well, who are these historians? Even Howard Katz, a Keenite author of the book The Warmongers, in that book specifically laid out the groundwork for how corrupt these universities have been. These history departments were actually bought out by the bankster gangsters. They actually took it over. They named the people who would head up the history department. They actually endowed it, is what they did. So when you tell me history and historians, I just sort of look with a jaundiced eye and say, well, you gotta tell me who they are, because most of them were Roosevelt apologists. So what do you expect from a Roosevelt apologist? An apology. You don't expect truth. And the truth is so shamefully honest that things don't happen by accident. Even Roosevelt himself said it. My goodness. He said, if it happens in politics, you can count on it being planned that way. What more convincing oratory could I rely on than the man himself, huh? Well, that's history, and we're repeating history. We're going through history again. And prophecy, most of all. Now, prophecy is history once it's been fulfilled. I'm thinking back to the Gospels, and I'm thinking back to how Christ taught his apostles, those who were called already, the first fruits, before foundation of this earth already know the seal in their minds in the last generation, the generation of now, the evil fig tree planted in Jerusalem in 1948. It's amazing how he says to his disciples and us today that the very, in Matthew 10, Matthew chapter 10, he says the very hairs of your head are numbered. Can you imagine that? The very hairs, you say, well, what if I have no hair? I have just follicles. The very follicles of your head are numbered. The very cells in your body are numbered. He knows everything about us. Everything. Knows what you're thinking right now. He knows all of those things. So you can't hide anything from God. You know? He who sitteth in the heavens shall laugh when men say there is no God. He's having a ball. He's really splitting the gut there. Oh, he has a sense of humor. He likes to hold people who deserve it in derision. Confusion, Babylon. Because they think they're geniuses, they think they're professors, they think they're wise men, and they're not. So he says in Matthew 10, verse 34, this is going to shock some people. I quoted this to the same host one day. It went right over his head. For I am come, okay, this is what he says, think not that I am come to bring peace on the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. Can you imagine that? What kind of Jesus is this? He's not going to bring peace, he's going to bring the sword. In verse 35 of chapter 10, he says, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and his daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. 36, and a man's foes shall be those of his own household. Wow. Can you believe that? What do you mean by that? He's talking about when Satan comes, you see, a time of trial and tribulation. 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. You see, he's telling us in those days, there's going to be division within your own household. These days are almost upon us now, and they already are in some cases. They already are. Father and son arguing. Grandfather and grandson arguing. They're already arguing. What is happening? The question today is, what is happening to America? And the answer is very simple. I keep pointing them to Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, and you can go from there. Throughout the whole scripture, judgment. It's a time of chastisement upon the world, not just America, but the whole world. Well, they have abandoned him, they have abandoned his truth, and they have substituted lies, falsehoods. I asked this talk show host, well, sort of, but I asked, have you ever, well, I did, actually, going back over a few months. Have you ever heard of the Gold Reserve Act of 1934? No. You're a historian? No, I never heard of it. Have you ever heard of Operation Mockingbird? No, I never heard of that. Have you ever heard of, the Rendezvous at Katyn, the Katyn Forest Massacre? No, I never heard of that. You're a historian? Yeah. Now, if I asked him, have you ever heard of the Holocaust? Right away, of course I've heard of that. Talks about the Holocaust all the time. All the time. So you wonder, what are people reading? Are they reading their Bible? No. Are they studying their Christ? No. And therefore, they're being sent a strong delusion that they might believe a lie. And who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is Christ? The same as Antichrist. He that denieth both Father and Son. And today, it's more obvious to me than ever before. They're doing it. They're denying him not only in word, but in deed. You see, that's the key, indeed. Now, the biggest, most apparent secular lie today, I might say, I think, has to do with this business of COVID. And when you think about it, we went, and I predicted all of this in March. I was saying, I know where this is going. I know what's going to happen. Many of you did, too. It's going down that path to the whole world, not part of it, not a small portion of it. But the whole world is going to be affected by this health crisis, which will be a crisis of economy. It will be a crisis of employment. It will be a crisis of finance. It will be all of these things. And it's going to get so bad that we're going to need a solution, a magic bullet. Wow, guess what that magic bullet would be? Of course, a vaccination. That's always the magic bullet, isn't it? That's always the hoax, isn't it? That's always the falsetto opinion, the false hope, if you will, for those who really are frightened to death they're going to get COVID. So what? You get COVID, you get over it. I mean, if you're prepared for it. Now, if you're not prepared for it, then lay down and play dead. I mean, if I were to see bodies all over the streets now, I'd say that's something serious, wouldn't you? But if you don't see anybody, in fact, I don't even know more than a handful of people in my circle that have ever, ever been found to have a legitimate case of COVID. I don't. I just don't. I'm sure they're out there, but I don't see them. And these numbers, 200 million, 200,000 in America, and 2,000 this week alone, and it's just outrageous. And now we know, as I said from the beginning, that these tests, the long test, the short test, the rapid test, the quick test, are not reliable. So we're stacking up statistics that may totally be false. And as I said, whether they're true or they're false, the real numbers are in how many have died, how many perished because of COVID. Not maybe because of it, but because of COVID. And again, the numbers, admittedly, from CDCP and the rest of them, are very small, very minuscule. So what they're doing is using the numbers of the alleged positive tests to frighten people, frighten the people. Fighting them to death. Oh, the Nazis are coming again. They're coming. They're knocking at the door. You got to do something. The same mentality as it was in 1941. Even worse in one way, but more innocuous in another. I mean, then it was really incredible. I didn't live during that time. My father did. It helped kill my grandmother, who I never met. She had 11 children. And she was so angry. She hated what Roosevelt did and what he stood for. She loved listening to Father Coughlin and his warnings about who was running the show. And so I never met my grandmother, my father's mother. She perished before I was born. And that's sad. One of the reasons was this war mentality, this go and kill them before they kill us mentality. Well, it's the same thing with COVID. In essence, we found a new enemy. The new enemy is global. We got to do something fast or we're all going to perish. Meanwhile, the real enemy is right there, minding the store. He's getting away with murder, literally. I prepared a couple of videos, audio links to the video. Hopefully they'll appear on the air quite well. We'll give them a swirl, okay? We'll give them a try. One of them, and they're both on BitChute, okay? They're both on BitChute.com. One of them is the interview done with Dr. Christine Northrup. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but I came to like her. I came to think she's legit. She's real. And she's being interviewed about vaccinations and how dangerous they are, particularly this COVID vaccination that they've all of a sudden managed to supposedly rush through. Now, some people are saying it was all a done deal years ago, like 3 years ago. They already had the vaccine. I don't know. I don't doubt it. Oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Of course, I'm a conspiracy factist, too. Almost everything you're hearing from the media today is conspiracy conjecture. It's not verifiable. So The video of this interview with Dr. Christine Northrup, I think, is rather frightening. And I think you should listen to it because she really spells out some very, very incredible things. But they are credible because they're factual. Let's see if we can get it in before the break. It's about 5 minutes here. Let's go to it.
Please, and thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, my name is Dr. Christiane Northrup. I'm a board-certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of 3 New York Times best-selling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddesses Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN. And my entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience.
Amazing. So for anybody who says that we're talking now to someone that's not medically qualified, you can forget it. That is an amazing list of qualifications. So thank you so much for that. Now, one of the reasons, and many of you also have seen you recently in the Unity videos. Thank you very much for doing that. But what I want to speak about is very important. I'm very, very passionate about educating other people because I was a mother who did not have that education. And you very kindly and bravely have this knowledge. And we want to talk. Let's start off by talking about this vaccine that's coming. I want to get a background on you, but I think let's go straight into it. This COVID vaccine, can you tell what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called a transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G, this one has the usual non-human DNA, like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the dye is called luciferase, and under a light, you'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't, and the deal is to store your biometric information, because this vaccine will have nanoparticles, nanocrystalline particles that are actually little robots, and they like little antennas, and they will have the ability to take your biometric data, not only your vaccine record, but your breathing, your heart rate, your activities, sexual activities, drugs that you're taking, where you travel, all of that, and then take that data and store it in the cloud. What's even more concerning is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on March 26, 2020, applied for a patent number 060606, to take that biometric data, give you a barcode, and connect each of us to cryptocurrency so that we would become literally slaves to the system. Like everything, it would be the end of privacy, the end of freedom, because who gets the data? Who uses the data? And what do they do with it? So this patent to connect the vaccinated to cryptocurrency, making all humans a commodity, is extremely concerning. And everyone should be concerned, given that this is a virus from which 99.9% of people recover. So I would ask.
Let's break here. Let's do the quick break. I'm right back. Rick Adams Uncensored, and let her finish off. And we will do that right now. Don't forget, support RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now with Dr. Christian or Christiane Northrup. That's her pronunciation, actually. But anyway, I just want to finish up with what she's saying about the mortality rate and about the danger of this vaccine. Go ahead.
Why do we need anything like this? Because it goes far beyond those pandemics of old, smallpox and so on. This is very different. The plan here is to vaccinate the entire world. And the narrative that we're being sold is things will not go back to normal until everyone is vaccinated. Vaccinated with what? A transfection thing that we've never seen before. And by the way, once those nanoparticles go in, there's no detoxing from them. There's no getting them out of there. They combine with your DNA and you're suddenly programmable. And with the proposed 5G networks, the body would be an antenna where you could be controlled from outside of yourself. That's kind of worst case scenario. So that's what bothers me about the vaccine. And so far in the initial Moderna trials, 100% of the people who got the high dose vaccine, and remember, these were very, very healthy people, very healthy, the kind that there are very few of, since we now have a planet, in, at least in the United States, where 54% of all children have a chronic disease. So 100% of those people had side effects, severe side effects. And in the lower dose, 80% of people had side effects. And as my colleague Bruce Lipton says, these are not side effects. These are effects. And some of them have been this thing called transverse myelitis, which is essentially polio. And so those are my concerns about everyone lining up to get this vaccine that has also been fast-tracked. There will be or have not been animal studies in the past when they have tried to do this kind of vaccine in animals. The animals appeared to be fine initially. And then after a while, when their bodies came into contact with the germ they were vaccinated for, they had what's called pathogenic priming, that somehow the vaccine did something to the immune system so that they got very sick later when they were actually introduced to the pathogen. So we don't know whether or not that would happen.
So a few questions coming in on this vaccine. If we can just break it down a little for the average person like myself, who maybe doesn't even know what a nanoparticle, or I do, but say some people don't even know what a nanoparticle is. Mm-hmm. But the other question coming in is that the press and the other side are saying, oh, don't listen to these doctors and these nonsense people, these quacks that say there's nanoparticles, there's hydrogel, there's this luciferase in that. It's nonsense. They're barefaced lying to the public.
Yes, they are. And if you'd like, I could send you the papers from MIT where they're talking about this, you know, so that you have the references. It's fascinating that in my opinion now, as a holistic physician for years, everything that I always thought was a good idea, like IV vitamin C, has been demonized. You cannot patent a naturally occurring substance. And so for my entire career, many of the things that I thought were a really good idea and that I saw were very highly effective, various herbs, homeopathic medicine, this sort of thing, that was very actively downplayed. And a lot of that is from in 1920, the Flexner Report of John D. Rockefeller, where he invented the word quack and went after all the naturopathic medical schools, the homeopathic medical schools, and so on. So there's been a very active and on purpose vilification of natural medicine and the human's ability to be healthy. I think this is the thing that what we're really looking at is a paradigm shift from the germ theory of disease. You are sick because of germs, to the terrain theory. Let me put that very simply. All right. The germ theory is you have a fish tank, the water's dirty, vaccinate the fish. That's the germ theory. The terrain theory is clean the water and the fish will remain healthy. There you have it.
Makes sense. Now, okay, let's go back to this COVID vaccine. There's a lot of questions about that. So this is the vaccine that they want you to have, the flu vaccine. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yes, the flu vaccine, the problem with the flu vaccine is that is a well-known 4.4 times increased risk of being more susceptible to other respiratory viruses. And there is some data that those who get the flu vaccine are far more likely to get COVID, to get sick from COVID. Remember that the vast majority of us have already, because of the way viruses are, this is the work of Dolores Cahill, because of the way viruses spread, we've already seen that virus. It spreads through the population very, very quickly. And in fact, I think the World Health Organization, the CDC website, downgraded COVID to nothing more than the flu in April. So I don't know why suddenly places like Massachusetts have just mandated a flu shot for everyone from 6 months old onward for daycare or school, when we know that getting the flu vaccine increases your risk of another respiratory virus. Now, the other thing about the flu vaccine is it's never been 100% effective. It might be effective if they got the right strain that year, but it's always a kind of a gamble as, you know, are we making the right vaccine for this year's flu? In any given year, the best they've ever done is 40% effective.
So they're pushing the flu vaccine, and a lot of people are taking it because the media are saying, we've got to keep the hospitals free. You've got to do your bit as a British person or as an American. You've got to help out. So people are flocking. There's lines in Britain of people lining up for their flu vaccine to do their bit for Britain. And then, so that's one thing, but I really want to get across to everybody, and you described this so well, but I'm sorry to make you, could you just do it one more time? This COVID vaccine is like nothing we've seen before. Am I correct in that?
That is correct. Nothing. We have no experience with this at all. A nanoparticle is a tiny, tiny, tiny robot that collects your biometric data, your heart rate, your breathing, your relationships, whether you've had sex, what drugs you're on, where you're going, who are you going with, and sends that data up to the cloud. And then they want to use that data to, at the very best, you know, sell you stuff, like know your every move so that they can send you emails to get whatever product. But at the very worst, this one about connecting you to cryptocurrency so that we have a cashless society, facial recognition, the ability to control a whole population. And there are aspects of this that are very nefarious, which is that with 5G then rolled out, which is being rolled out in some places, that's 60 gigahertz. And that that vibration, that radiation can literally adversely affect the hemoglobin in our bodies, making it very hard to be oxygenated. And that looked like what was happening, by the way, in China at the beginning and also New York City, where people would come in unable to, you know, blue, unable to get enough oxygen. And then they were put on respirators and killed that way because that wasn't what was necessary.
This Lucifer AIDS, what is, why would they call it that?
Well, because Lucifer means light. And, but, you know, we could get into the Luciferian agenda, but I would rather not. It's very scary and it's very dark. And this is probably not the place for it. But if you wanted to get into that, there are certainly resources available. I'm not real happy about the Bill and Melinda Gates patent 060606 in the Book of Revelations. This is the mark of the beast. And according to those who have studied this kind of thing, there are many symbols that are associated with this agenda, including masking everyone so that we can't see each other's faces. And then in the UK now, no more than six people can get together at the same time. Why six people, 6 feet, a patent 666? I think that there's something else going on other than public health. That's what I would say. And having testified at the vaccine mandate hearings in our state, I can tell you that one after another parent went testified about their vaccine injured child and what had happened when they went in for the routine vaccinations. And almost to a person, the doctors in my profession acted as though this was not happening, that they would parrot back, all vaccines are safe and effective, side effects are one in a million, and my career is based on the fact that I actually listened to what my patients told me, because we have the ability to know. You as a mother, you have the ability to know. I know that this is what did that to my child. As my colleague Andy Wakefield says, maternal intuition is the whole reason that the human race has survived as long as it has. And I think we need to listen to that maternal intuition. Right now, for instance, my profession is vaccinating healthy pregnant women against flu and DTaP. I don't understand it. Then we are vaccinating 99% of all our infants with hepatitis B vaccine, which contains 15 times more aluminum than is recommended by the FDA, so that we now have an entire generation of infants who have been injected with the toxic heavy metals and the poisons that are in vaccines at a time when their brain isn't even fully developed yet. I don't understand it, and I don't see how you can do it. And quite frankly, I'd like to, say, I believe this is a crime against humanity.
So you're talking about the mother's gut instinct. We all had that when we took our children in to be vaccinated. And then, of course, the doctors or the media, all of the things that are still going today, the fear into you, and then you override your gut instinct, which is happening right now with the COVID. We've seen it already. And so I really do feel that fear is the biggest evil of all here, because we're all living by it. You're a doctor, you're sitting here, you're telling the truth. Why are your colleagues not doing it? There are a handful of doctors around the world. And of course, a German doctor arrested in Great Britain this weekend for just standing on the podium, didn't even get to speak. So is that fear again in the doctors?
It's fear. I can tell you that now in our state, to give a vaccine, to clear someone so they don't have to get the vaccine, they are terrified of this, an exemption, a medical exemption. It's so bad that one of the cases I heard was a young man who has 1 year left to graduate from college. He's very, very allergic to some of the ingredients in the MMR vaccine. But in order to graduate from college, he needs this vaccine. Here's what the doctors told him. Then make sure that you get the shot in the emergency room. In the event that you have an anaphylactic reaction, we can then resuscitate you. That's insanity. I don't see how you can hold down a baby and give them multiple shots when their immune system is not even entirely developed. It becomes, I think, because maybe we could say from years of fluoridation, everyone's pineal gland is calcified. They can't see it. Now, I have to say to you, I was radicalized a bit before I went into medical school. I had members of my family sign out of the hospital against medical advice and do well at home. So I have an enormous amount of faith in my body's ability to heal and in the human body's ability to heal, because I've seen it over and over. I've seen people reverse cancer. I've seen them reverse ALS. I've seen them reverse just about every known disease, and we have data to prove that. But the fear is the lowest vibration we can possibly have. And it is incredibly powerful at controlling people and controlling the masses. And the minute each of us finds the courage to stand up, then we find our true power as human beings made in the image of God.
Now, you talk about the incredible way a body can heal itself, and I'm with you 100%. But I, Polly Tommy, and this is not your opinion, I'm going to ask for your opinion on this. I am so concerned about this vaccine. I don't think people can recover from it. And I think it's suicide to take the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm just going to say it from what I hear about everything in it. That's my opinion. Do you think you can detox from the COVID vaccine with what we know that's going to be in it now?
Oh, that is the best possible question, because there's two things that I would say. In the three-dimensional world, no, we cannot. We can only detox from that if we get a direct connection with our divinity. I work with Robert Fritchie of the World Service Institute, who teaches people how to heal with divine love, God's love. This is not religion, folks. And so therefore, to me, it's a possibility that we can heal anything. But I would say, why even take the chance? I would never take the chance. Why would I put my body through that? I am with you. I believe that this vaccine is designed to cull the human.
All right.
And I was doing an interview with Mary Holland recently. And
yeah, let me just intervene. Thank you. Actually, this is the uncut take of the whole interview that was done. And I originally had just the 5-minute version. But if you want to go on and you want to see it, you can go on BitChute and you can go on Gotham City. That's the site, I believe. It's, excuse me, I have to pause here for a second or two. But you can go right on and see it for yourself. Citizens of Gotham City. Basically, I call it Gotham City after Batman, you know. Citizen of Gotham at BitChute. You'll hear the whole thing. You'll see the whole thing. Send it to as many people as you can. I did want to hear some of another great video, which comes from the website, excuse me, dealing with Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci, what they're really saying, what they're not saying, and where they're leading us. Okay, so if I have time, I will, because Art is coming on, Art from Philly, in the next hour. I did want to have him back. This is Wake Up Planet. Now, based on what you've just heard, now can you understand why I keep telling you, I keep saying that all that we're dealing with here on this program, all the evils that we face, all the enemies we face, has a diabolic, insidious nature. She spelled it out. I've spelled it out every single broadcast. We're not dealing with human entities anymore. Get it? We're not dealing just with flesh and blood. We're dealing with powers and principalities in very, very high places. And they want, Satan wants the world for himself. He wants to come in as a savior. That's why Jesus warned, I came with the sword to divide those who were with me and those who were against me. You remember W, who used that excuse and that mantra to go into war against the people of Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and so forth? What did he say? You're either with us or you're against us. He was basically, in essence, was blaspheming the gospel message. That's what he was doing. We're not dealing with human entities anymore. We're not dealing with minds who are just science, you know, professors and scholars and researchers and lab technicians. Now we're dealing with that Dr. Blood's coffin, you know, that Frankensteinian, horrific mindset that says we can outsmart God. We can make you what we want you to be. We will mold you and make you just as he's molded and made you. Only we're going to do it better. This is insidious. Folks, this is diabolic. I mean, it's just incredible. Now, I want to go on to the next video, if we can there, Ken. And this one is Wake Up Planet. Okay? And this guy here deals with Dr. Fauci. He deals with Bill Gates. He deals with, now you're not going to see, obviously, some of the things like the smile on Dr. Fauci's face when he's talking about the safety of vaccines, but you get the message. Let's see if we can hear a little bit about what this fellow's going to say and see if we can wake up planet. All right, here it comes.
Hello, welcome to this video showing some different opinions that Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci have about vaccine safety. I'm going to dissect the claims so that you can see what they're saying from a new perspective. Then you're going to hear Bill Gates provide evidence that vaccines, especially a coronavirus vaccine, are not safe, and he'll smile while he's saying it. Next, we'll look at the perspective from the British Medical Journal about vaccine safety, and then you'll hear what Melinda Gates, Bill Gates' wife, says about who she thinks should be vaccinated first. Watch out if you're a person of colour. And then finally, we'll look at Bill Gates' master plan from 2010 in a presentation he gave about what he wants to do with the world population. Now we're going to listen to an interview with Dr. Fauci, he's going to actually tell the Health and Human Services Department how he thinks vaccines are safe. And you can type in learning curve and Fauci, or science is truth, Fauci, and you'll look at the entry at the top, and that's the one that we're going to click. So when you've clicked on that link, you're now going to go to this page, and you can see that there's an audio you can listen to. You can actually right-click and save that audio, and you can also see at the bottom there's a transcript, and we're going to show you both of them so that you can hear Mr. Fauci saying that vaccines are apparently safe.
Well, one of the problems we face in the United States is that, unfortunately, there is a combination of an anti-science bias that people are, for reasons that sometimes are, you know, inconceivable and not understandable, they just don't believe science and they don't believe authority. So when they see someone up in the White House, which has a air of authority to it, who's talking about science, that there are some people who just don't believe that. And that's unfortunate because, you know, science is truth. And if you go by the evidence and by the data, you're speaking the truth. And it's amazing sometimes the denial there is. It's the same thing that gets people who are anti-vaxxers, who don't want people to get vaccinated, even though the data clearly indicate the safety of vaccines. That's really a problem.
The efficacy of vaccines in older people is always a huge challenge. You know, it turns out the flu vaccine isn't that effective in elderly people. Most of the benefit comes from younger people not spreading it because they're vaccinated, and that benefits on a community basis the elderly. Here, we clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects, you know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that. So really understanding the safety at gigantic scale across all age ranges, you know, pregnant, male, female, undernourished, existing comorbidities, it's very, very hard. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed before that can be decided on. You know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that.
So when talking about suffering, Mr. Gates smiles. And then Mr. Fauci, he says that vaccines are safe. But then Mr. Gates says, well, 700,000 people could suffer. Who do you believe? Let's look at another opinion from the British Medical Journal. This one's from around 2004 by Alan Chaloner, who has a master's degree in clinical health science, so he should know his stuff. First of all, you can see, he says, how can vaccines cause damage? Then he goes on to say, no vaccine is perfectly safe. An adverse event can be said to be caused by a vaccine. As we scroll down, we'll see that there is another mechanism of damage called neurotoxic damage. This calls from adjuvants in vaccines. Adjuvants include aluminium, mercury, and a whole bunch of other additives that are designed to irritate your immune system. He goes on to show that back in the 20th century, there were a vaccine called DPT that caused brain damage in some children. We want that with COVID-19. Then in 1948, the FDA looked at tests on this DPT vaccine, which Bill Gates is still giving out to children in Africa, and showed that there were problems, neurological problems, following administration of the vaccine. Moving on to the third paragraph down, that the DPT vaccine had one of the worst failure rates in any product submitted to the FDA. In the last paragraph, you'll see here that the Assistant Secretary of Health testified that 35,000 children suffered neurological damage every year related to the DPT vaccine. The respondent in the BMJ article says that this is just a minuscule amount of evidence about the DPT vaccine and shows just how evidence can be hidden from the general public. Moving on, let's look at this interview with Bill and Melinda Gates from June 2020 in Forbes magazine. And in this section here, I'll read it. Here in the United States, says Melinda, it's going to be black people who really should get it first, and many indigenous people as well as those with underlying symptoms, and then the elderly people. After reading this book by Harriet Washington, if I were a person of colour, I'd be really concerned, and I'd want to read this book to find out about the history of people of colour being experimented on, not only in the United States, but in other parts of the world too. Here comes the piece de resistance from Mr. Gates. This was his plan. He'd been telling us about all along from the early 2010. This is from one of his TED Talks where he will tell you what he wants to do with the world population using vaccines and medical treatment.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services
each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
This latest view of the real Bill Gates and the real Dr. Fauci. Come right back. Rick Adams Uncensored, Rick Adams Facebook page as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What have you done?
Thousands of years of building and rebuilding. Creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years. The sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
All right, we're back, folks. Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, in their own words. Let's get back to it now.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Now I dug up some evidence to say that Bill Gates, the UN, the WHO and UNICEF may well have been working together to put anti-fertility agents, human chorionic gonadotropin, developed by the World Health Organization in 1992. They've been putting that into vaccines given only to women in Kenya. If you go to this site here, and I'll post the links down below, you'll find that the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association were rather concerned about what was in the tetanus vaccine, and they sent 6 samples that had been sent to various clinics around the country to be tested. And all 6 samples came back with containing human chorionic gonadotropin. And what this means is that it renders a woman sterile. Therefore, Gates, World Health Organization, UN, and Big Pharma have been deliberately making women sterile in countries in Africa. Who knows what's going to be in the COVID-19 vaccine? Now, what alerted this Catholic Doctors Association was that there was no tetanus outbreak. There was also limited public information about why these vaccines were given. Secondly, only women between the age of 14 and 49 were targeted for the vaccines. And so if everyone was at risk of tetanus, then wouldn't you also vaccinate men too? And another thing was that there were 5 injections for this, whereas previous tetanus vaccines were not 5 jabs, they're only 2. In other words, we've got lots of inconsistencies here. We've got 2 people connected with vaccines telling us that we should have vaccines, and we've got some evidence that one of them has been complicit with Big Pharma and World Health Organization, UN, UNICEF, in distributing vaccines to deliberately make women sterile, therefore infertile. Is that what you want for you, for yourself and for your children? You've got to ask yourself that, because you do not know what's going to be in that COVID-19 vaccine. You will be trusting the word of people like Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates if you have it. It's your choice. Here are some important questions that I think we all need to be thinking and talking about.
Okay, I'm distracted, folks. Okay, let's see. What have we got here now? All right, you can whisper in my ear if you want. Okay. Right. Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, I think we're just about at the top of the hour anyway. Let's pause. Let's just see if we can discuss with our audience while we have a few minutes before Art comes on, what we've heard and what we think is actually going on. Folks, you've listened to quite a bit here, and if you need to know more, then you can go on BitChute yourself, and you can look up some of these. All you got to do is just Google in your search engine the harmful, dangerous effects of these vaccinations. Cool. All right, we're going to take a break. We will be right back and open up hour number 2. If you have a question, a comment, certainly, you're welcome to call in. 800-313-9443.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.